Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
This is the best thing I have ever put in my mouth.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
If we just let the music run out, I was hoping people would go, is he gone? Is he gone? Hey, this is for some reason really low.
What?
That's a good one. Up there. Thank you. Sorry we have to do that, but we don't have any, you know, where you can control your own headphones. Oh, man. I told all of you that Thursday we'd have a big announcement, and the more I thought about it, I thought maybe it was too big a lead-up. It wasn't that big a deal. It wasn't that big enough to just resign after 20 years. I have another one today. Today, and I know it's going to sound weird, but I actually feel bad about this. After 20 years, with 6 weeks left to go, for the first time ever, I wore shorts to work.
Oh, yes.
Now, we're not supposed to do that, and I have always honored that. But I got into a situation today where I left the lake and thought, okay, can I calculate your time?
Oh, sure.
Calculate.
I'm sorry,
yeah,
calculate.
That's right. Yeah.
And a couple of unexpected distractions came up and stops. And the next thing I know, I either can just come on to work or go home and change, put on long pants, and be late. Hmm. So either way, I lose. So I decided to just come on here because the truth is our switchboard in the front desk closes in 45 minutes.
Right,
so,
yeah. Yes.
And I've never understood. Actually, I do understand the dress code thing, and I've always honored it. And I feel kind of bad, but... And then I thought, man, I hope they don't fire me. And I thought, wait a minute. Again, I quit already. And then, so that kind of made me feel better. But I'm not making fun of the dress code. I believe in the dress code. I do. I don't think you should come to work looking like some kind of schlub, even if we are in the radio business. I've never thought shorts. I don't wear, with some exceptions, few, I don't like to meet people for dinner with shorts.
No.
I just like to wear long pants. I just think it looks, you know, and here's what you will never see me do. Those wife beater sleeveless shirts where your arm hair shows, your underarm hair at dinner. I actually told a restaurant manager one night, I said, you're going to have to move us because I'm not looking at that guy's underarm hair while I'm eating. And she said, I completely understand. I just don't know why some of these men come in that way. And I wanted to go, well, why don't you stop it? Why don't you put on a sign that says, if we can see your ugly underarm hair, you can't eat here. Didn't there used to be no shoes, no shirt, no service?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
They still have that.
They do?
Yeah.
Dan, how are you today?
Me?
Yeah. I'm changing things up a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm experimenting.
I'm in pain.
For the next gig. You are?
Yeah.
Where?
In my shoulder and my arm. Uh-oh. And my neck.
Cancer.
I know. Well, that's what I think. Well, I had the MRI. I had the MRI on Thursday.
Right, did you get the results?
Yeah.
What did they say?
Well, I haven't talked to the doctor yet, but the MRI place already said that there's some severe degeneration of the discs.
Uh-oh.
I know.
You know who had that really bad?
Yeah.
Ellen degeneration.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Thank you.
I know she did.
And Friday, I heard, I can't remember his name, the guy in the morning.
Paul Harvey.
No, no, Milhuggen.
Oh, Magoo?
Right.
He said some very nice things about me, and I appreciated it. And then I'm thinking, well, that is really nice. And then he says, he is one strange dude. He's one of the strangest dudes I've ever met. Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted confirmation.
Out of it, right.
What do you
I'm sure it's all context.
What do you think it is, though, that makes me... I'm not kidding. We don't have it 6 weeks. Let's just get all this... I'm like thinking... Well, what's strange about... What's
you
the strangest
have a counseling session?
Yeah.
Strange?
What makes me a really strange dude? What?
A really strange?
Yeah, that's how you describe it.
I think it's... Well, I mean, it's hard to... But you bring up things all the time that say, I know that makes me odd or whatever. I can't think
of
it. But
I do.
You have a list of things that you know that you do.
Okay, so it's a whole bunch of stuff that makes me weird.
Oh, well, yeah, I don't know it's a whole bunch of things, but you've mentioned a couple things before.
I'm not that concerned about it. When somebody says that, you're just kind of curious. And then he tried to do an impression of me. And here's his impression. I don't do that. I don't do that.
That was the one line?
It. Yeah, and he did it over and over.
I don't do that?
I don't do that. Do I say that a lot? I probably do.
I don't think so.
After what? Like, I don't do that. That's another thing I need context for. I don't know.
I think I probably do it. Okay, let's for example, people who will stand in line for 5 hours for a line ticket.
Oh, I see now.
They're not even having a real ticket. They waited all day for a chance to get a ticket.
Yes.
I don't do that.
Well, I could.
So he may be onto something there.
Yeah.
He might be onto something there.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent him a text. I said, thanks for the nice remarks. And then I said, lousy impression. A terrible impression of me. Let's see. What do we got here? I'm just making sure my phone is on vibrate. I'm kind of bad about that.
Yeah, because you don't do that.
I don't
put your
do
phone
that.
On vibrate very much.
Yeah, you know, my wife gets mad if we're going to a movie, and I am not kidding, 9 out of 10 times I will say, is your phone off or at least on vibrate? I was just about to do, you know, it wasn't. And she acts like, of course she was going to do it. I'm telling you, she wasn't. Why is that they get mad at you when you're just trying to keep them from being embarrassed?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be in the movie.
Right.
So I just said, hey, your phone. Yes. I was just. And first of all, to get to her phone, it takes about 16 minutes because, you ever see women's purses?
Oh, they can't find
it. They can't find squat in there. And if you know you can never find anything, how about taking some stuff out of there?
Yes.
You can't need all of that. You can't.
No. Nope.
We ought to, I know it's stealing, we ought to get a hold of the purse and just dump it out here on the counter and just take a look at that. What in the world is in there? When I will say, I'm going to take the Tahoe, so I need that thing.
The fob.
Yeah. Then it starts. She goes to her purse, and I say, come on, I really got it. I'm just a minute.
Do you have a light? I can't see.
Yeah. Wouldn't you think there'd be a same spot you'd always tug it? Because let me tell you something. If you ever look at women's purses, it's like 25 zippers and pockets.
Oh, sure, little pockets.
They got all kinds of compartments. What's that about?
I don't know.
So I would always remember, I think for me, the key thing is always in that one little zipper compartment.
The worst is if you say something like, where are the keys to the Tahoe? And she's like in the other room. They're in my purse. Just get them out of my purse.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like, nope.
They're in there's the zipper.
Yeah, the zipper
yeah.
part.
What?
12 zippers.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Women.
Get them on out of there.
What are we going to do? Women. And it's not just the key thing. It's, but I tell you what, they can find that credit card.
That's
credit card.
That's
I've never seen her have to hunt for that credit card at Nordstrom or somewhere. Mm. Man, that thing, they know right where that is.
Yeah.
Well, I've said it before. I'll say it again. Women.
Hmm.
That's it. That's all of it.
No. Yeah,
there's the whole slogan.
That's pretty much says it all.
It is the last day of July, ladies and gentlemen. How about a round of applause for such a spectacular weekend? This was a great weekend. It was great.
And I think next weekend is supposed to be similar to this past weekend.
And then the week after that, we are all, the three of us and our either live-in sin partners or wives, and then one child, that would be Archie, going to go hang out at the lake for the whole weekend. I'm going to tell you something. I think that's going to be fun. But unless you turn on the weather like the night before you.
Storms.
Well, folks, if you didn't like that 108 degree weather, you're sure not going to like 112 that's coming. Or so. I don't care if it storms. We have a screened in porch. I don't care if it storms. I like storms.
Oh, yeah.
We'll sit there. You guys don't smoke cigars, do you?
Not really.
Generally, no, I don't.
I'm going to have a good cigar, and then you can do whatever you want to do. We'll watch it rain, but I think it'll be fun. So it is the last day of July, and it's hard to even believe it's August. It's also another sleepy, dusty Delta day. Oh, my God. Unacceptable delay. Unacceptable hesitation. In the business, that's called UH. Unacceptable hesitation. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
I thought it was funny when Jeff Carey was in here just before.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen him because he's been gone. He goes, so, anything new? I said, no, not that I know of.
That's what I told him. I go, we just couldn't stand you getting all the attention around here recently.
Yeah.
Well, people think you're kidding. We had a meeting.
Yeah.
And Pion and Dan and I, we had a meeting once we realized he was gone again for the 19th time to the hospital. And by the way, a lot of he's faking a lot of it.
Right.
And we said, what a master of self-promotion. What can we do? And I forgot which one of you said, Frank, why don't you quit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I said, that's a great idea. And then somebody seconded, what is that, Robert's Rules of Order or something?
I think
and,
so.
And next thing you know, I did. And we hardly got any attention.
Who in the heck is Robert?
I don't know, but it's his Rules of Order, so you better follow him.
Okay.
And now, Dan Levi Strauss. Dan, so
thank you so much, Frank.
You're welcome.
I have found out, and it's been on the news, that August the 12th, NASA...
Now, is he the 12th in line after August Bush, the first?
Yes, okay. I think so. Okay. The 4th, apparently, is in trouble. But
the 12th, he must be really young.
Yeah, the 12th is a little guy.
Yeah.
NASA is going to shoot an asteroid out of space that it will be coming by not that close to Earth. It's not in any danger or anything, but what they're doing is they're testing
to make sure if one is headed.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
We have a planetary defense system. Did you know that? NASA has a planetary defense system and they're going to try shooting this asteroid.
How do you
that's
practice
passing by.
For that?
Yeah.
Well, I guess by shooting the asteroid that's coming
by.
But
how do you practice for the one they're about to hit that's coming by?
I don't know.
What do they shoot it down with?
I don't know. It's
how far away will it be when they shoot it?
I don't know.
Why don't you come prepared?
Good Lord.
You're going to have a story.
Yeah, I don't know. But it's not. The asteroid is in no danger of hitting the Earth or anything like that. They said it's far enough away, but they want to practice shooting whatever it is they're going to shoot up there.
Well, if they want to practice, they ought to send up some asteroids.
It would have to be from space, right? You launch the missile? You can't launch a missile from the ground that can go up in the...
Well, that's a good point. Is it they shoot it from the space station? No, they don't.
No, I think they're doing it from here. From the ground, yeah.
Well, if we can put a space station up, why couldn't we put something else up there?
Yeah.
I saw some video the other day, I guess there's a Japanese astronaut up in the International Space Station right now, and they were able to make a certain camera, I guess, with a mount, where they were able to put it on the outside of the space station. It was shooting back 4K video, and it was neat. It was at night, and they laid some graphics over of what the cities were, but it was like Washington D.C. and Baltimore. And you could just see all these lights, big cities are from the sky. When you see it, it's just this bunch of lights on the ground, and it just kept as the space station kept going, it went to Baltimore and Philadelphia and
wow
yeah.
And I know they had some failures. They sent back some pictures. They thought they had it right, but they got pictures, and they were just pictures of an old guy dancing. It wasn't 4K. They had a Danny K camera.
Oh, my goodness.
Unless you're at least 50.
That old guy dancing.
50, you'll never get that.
Danny K.
Well, who else's last name is K? I couldn't think
of
anybody.
Make room for Daddy.
Who else is K?
No, I don't know. I don't think there's any.
I can't think of one name? Other no. famous no. person with the last name K.
No. Wow.
You have anything else, Mr. NASA?
No, I don't believe so. That, Danny K, is it? Wait, he's the one that started St. Jude, right?
No, that's Danny Thomas.
Yeah, Thomas, that's it. Okay, forget it. Oh, my goodness.
Danny Kaye's wife, Mary Kay, started Shriners Hospital.
Merle Norman.
Oh, man, I'm going to miss this. We may be the only ones, but we will. And now let's turn to E on the PM.
I don't have anything today.
Well, way to go. Now that you know it's coming to an end, you just decide to just slack?
Yes.
I don't blame you. I wore shorts. Let's close it up. The Burke segment has come to an official close. We're going to take a break, and Pian and I both really like documentaries. I stumbled on some articles about a documentary and the trailer for the documentary. And anymore, nothing is bizarre to me. Nothing shocks me. It's pretty sad, but it doesn't. But I bet you've never heard of this particular group of people, and that's who this documentary is. And they have conventions. They get together. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about? It's not swingers.
No.
But it's people, could be single, could be married, and they get together and discuss this thing they like to do. That's all I'll tell you.
I've been obsessed recently.
Now, that's interesting. You say obsessed. I would say I've been obsessed. We say obsessed.
Yeah, I guess I did in that case. Do whatever you want. I've said before. But this new group of people that also meets from time to time, and they're gaining more and more attention online. It's the Flat Earthers. Have you heard about this?
Oh, I know. There is
a growing, I've heard of the Breatharians.
There is a growing segment of our society that is believing, starting to believe, or be convinced that the Earth is flat.
How? First of all,
I don't get it.
With a Hubble telescope, we now have technology. We have watched as the rocket leaves the Earth, and you see the ground go away, and we've seen the Earth is round.
Oh, yes.
How could anybody think it's not?
Oh, they find a way to dismiss everything and say
that's fake.
Yes, that we're being told lies, and we've been lied to our entire lives.
What if they're right? What if they're right, and one day we just walk right off the edge of this?
Yeah.
Well, that's what the people that try to convince them otherwise. Why haven't one of you flat earthers gone to the edge yet and proved us us wrong?
Oh yeah, prove it. Fall off the edge. This document. We'll tell you when we come back. Do a little business here. Can I start? I'll do the
first.
There. I was on the phone for a considerable amount of time today. Excuse me, Mike Breitenstein put in a. Throat clearing suppressor. So you didn't hear me
really?
Clear my throat.
Right.
Did you hear me clear my throat?
No.
Okay, great. So I was on the phone with Dr. George Andrioff. Dr. Andrioff is a no nonsense guy. He's not a guy you joke around with. You know, he's serious. And that's fine. We need that. And some people, that's just not part of their personality. So, you know, we're on the phone and I had blood drawn a week ago today. And I called to check on a couple of numbers. I wanted a PSA number, and I wanted a testosterone
number.
Did
they use a red crayon when they drew your blood?
See, not only is that not funny, it's embarrassing. That's the kind of thing...
I'm in pain.
That's
I'm okay.
The kind of thing that is going to get me fired. Because, oh, wait.
I'm sorry.
So, blood, I wanted a PSA number and testosterone, and apparently my testosterone, ladies, listen, is off the charts.
Yeah. It is?
That explains a lot of lustful thoughts that I have. It does. Yeah. And they're going to manage it a little bit. Now you're thinking,
how do they, how do they reduce your testosterone?
Does your wife ask them to tone it down?
Are you laughing at my marriage?
No, not at all.
No, you already laughed at my marriage.
No.
That's my job. There are things, and I look, my wife reads all this hormonal stuff.
They pump estrogen in you?
No, it's they don't pump estrogen, but there's DHEA and there's some other stuff that kind of directs it so that I don't have hair growing on my eyeballs or something.
Right.
Close, I have hair all over my back. My point is this. Yes, this is the place where I lost the weight, but I was so impressed with the way they did that and the results that I've now gone to them to just check a couple other things to see how we're doing.
I can't wait for the day to where I lose all my testosterone because it doesn't do me any good anyway right now. Good riddance.
It's almost cruel. Good riddance. It's a cruelty of nature. I am going to continue to make you want to have sex, even though you're married. That's the voice of testosterone. Yeah. So it was a great conversation, and I'll probably try to meet with him this week. MD Health and Wellness is it's an interesting place. It is a no-nonsense place, not a fancy place. It's in Bridgeton, kind of across from Walmart and on St. Charles Rock Road. But here's what I want you to think about. I want you to think, oh, by the way, that heat is no excuse now. It's not 108 anymore. So if you go, well, I'm going to go in there and get this weight loss thing started, but it's just so hot. Oh, you'll come up with another excuse. Yeah, you will. I'm going to wait till the holidays, like just for the holidays, a month before the holidays. What holiday? How about Labor Day? Let's use that one. Look, I can't make anybody lose weight. Nobody can make me lose weight. And believe me, my wife was all the time on me. You ain't eat that, are you? Yeah, I am. Watch this. I'm the man of the house. So I ate it. And constant references to, well, maybe you wouldn't have to make that noise getting out of the Corvette if you didn't have such a big stomach. So I got sick and tired of hearing it. I lost 35 pounds. I am so glad I did. It really is up to you. You're either going to do it because your wife nags you to death, you can't stand it anymore. You're going to do it because you are single or divorced and you're trying to meet somebody and you'd like to look better. Maybe you walked by a window in a store and you saw a reflection and you thought for a second, hey, my fat uncle's in town. Oh, wait, no, that's me. Take care of it. Just take care of it. You feel so much better. I lost a belt notch because I slipped a little and gained a few pounds. I've been under some stress lately. And it's driving me crazy. I want to take that notch back in. 2 weeks from now, just you watch. 2 weeks from now, I will. I'll have that notch back. MD Health and Wellness. It's easy to remember. It's medically supervised weight loss. They also help people. Type 2 diabetes is reversible in most cases, lots of cases, I think. They work with people on that and the testosterone, gentlemen. So the rest is up to you. Nobody can make you do it. It's like a lot of other things. It has to become a priority. Let's make it a priority before you don't have a chance anymore to make it a priority. And I'm not talking about ladies, you women that want, I just got to lose 3 pounds. I'm going to be in Gloria's wedding. And I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about real weight loss, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60. I told you the largest patient so far that I know to go in there, I just found out about last week, 514 pounds. Oh. Sir, if you're listening, I wish you nothing but the best. I hope you stick with it. Do what they tell you. I'd love to see you get rid of, obviously, most of that. MD Health and Wellness, the website, is on the sponsor sheet at frankopinion.com, but I'll give it to you now. It's mdhealthwellness.com. Meet me.
All right, it's time to check on traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, they were working with an accident. It is off on the right shoulder now on southbound 270 before Highway 55. You have slow traffic on southbound 270 between Olive and Ladue, but then it's off the pace, we'll call it now, between Highway 44 to where this accident is. They also, westbound Highway 40, drivers slowing between Kings Highway and McCausland. There was a report of an accident on westbound 40 just after Spady. Have not been able to find it, and I don't see any slowdowns there. And eastbound Highway 40, drivers, you're slowing Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Geico. What does it mean when Geico says just 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance? It means you probably should have gone to geico.com 15 minutes ago. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
several subjects approached to Good Samaritans, for lack of a better term, to help the victim of the motor vehicle crash.
When a gunman standoff with police ended with a carjacking and a shootout.
At that time, the suspect attempted to kidnap victims of Good Samaritans, attempted to steal that vehicle.
And shut down a major interstate all day.
He was unsuccessful because the vehicle was a stick shift. At that time, he attempted to kidnap, carjack another victim. He was successful in taking that vehicle to flee the scene.
We kept you informed.
We still have 55 southbound jammed up right around US 61 because of that earlier police activity. It looks like they are forcing off traffic now at 67. So we have a jam up starting at Route A.
KTRS News. Real news. Never fake. Depend on it.
Hi, I'm Ken with Ram Roofing and Windows. We're a full-service home exterior company specializing in roofs and windows. We're a little different than our competition because we are an official Pella window contractor. What does that mean? That means we get special pricing from Pella, and we pass that down to you, the homeowner. Let us show you how affordable Pella windows can be for your home. We will also not send a pushy, high-pressure salesman who's only interested in making the sale and collecting their commission. Instead, I will personally meet with you, give you a free, no-obligation proposal. And since we're not paying a commission to a salesman, I pass those savings down to you. No one in St. Louis can beat our prices on Pella windows and doors. We also have 18-month 0% interest for people who qualify. So give us a call, 314-726-7663. 314-726-7663. That's 726-7663. Ram Roofing and Windows.
Hey, would you buy a house without looking inside? Well, of course not. Well, shouldn't you be just as diligent when choosing a financial advisor? Hey, it's Sean Hannity here. And just as a house is more than four walls, well, a financial advisor is more than just a nice office. Now, what's their background? Do they work in your best interest as a fiduciary? What's their financial specialty? Now, you want to know all these things because the chances are, over your lifetime, you're going to trust them with far more than the value of your home. Because knowledge and experience count for a lot in retirement income planning. Here in St. Louis, you need to know Ken and Lori Heise and the team at the Heise Advisory Group. Call them now at 314-328-6000. That's 314-328-6000. Don't be cavalier with your financial assets. Heise Advisory Group, 314-328-6000.
Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management LLC, AEWM, and Heise Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Results will vary. Do you owe the IRS more than $10,000 in personal or business taxes and you can't afford to pay? You have the right to fast IRS tax relief. Join satisfied clients like Victoria. She owed the IRS $32,000. They accepted $300. She saved $31,700. Leroy owed $21,000. The IRS accepted $500, and he saved $20,500. Get fast IRS tax relief and save, too. Call 800-294-8182. Has the IRS threatened to shut down your business, freeze your bank accounts, take your home, your cars, or garnish your wages? You may qualify for special programs to stop this process. Get fast IRS tax relief. The industry experts with negotiating with the IRS. With an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call today, and the IRS will be contacted the same day, putting a stop to bank levies and wage garnishments. Call the Fast IRS Tax Relief Hotline at 800-294-8182. 800-294-8182. That's 800-294-8182.
The largest golf sale of the year in O'Fallon, Missouri is here at Golf Discount's annual tent sale.
Good, I could use a tent.
No tents are on sale, but everything inside the tent is on sale, and the savings are better than ever. Golf polos starting at $15, shoes from $25, and big savings on equipment throughout the store.
No tents?
No tents. But everything you need to get your game on is in the tent sale at Golf Discount in O'Fallon, Missouri, located at 2993 Highway K.
Forget the tent.
Why?
Not going to need it after getting everything I need during Golf Discount annual tent sale.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blome with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in De Pere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
With the hot summer months upon us, some of your outdoor plants may have taken a turn for the worse. Turn over a new leaf at Tease Farm and Greenhouses. Right now at both locations, you'll find the best selection of quality plants to fill those empty spots in your garden. Summer hanging baskets are just $10. Annuals and herbs are buy one, get one free. And you can take half off of all tropicals. Tease Farm and Greenhouses is located on North Hanley Road at Highway 70 and on Greens Bottom Road in St. Charles. Tease Farm and Greenhouses. Stop in today.
What makes a Pella window a Pella window? Testing designs in wind-driven rain while offering distinctive looks. Testing beyond standards with style beyond the ordinary. Pella windows and doors. Perfectly beautiful.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
We got a lot of people to thank over the course of the next 6 weeks for a lot of things. And if you're listening, then you're part of that overdue thank you. So as time goes by, we'll get to all that. I thought about doing a countdown, you know, like so many more days, and then I thought, nah, it's probably not a very good idea. First Community Credit Union went in there, let's see, Friday, because I had to have a bunch of papers notarized. Patty with an I, P-A-T-T-I, notarized the stuff for. That's an interesting thing, being a notary. There's really nothing in it for you. She doesn't get paid. If you're a member, I think you get notary services. And I don't know that it's difficult. Don't you have like a stamp or a thing? And
yeah, do you have case to pay to become certified?
You have
certified
to take a test. Yeah. And
so she's an employee. She gets paid.
Oh, yeah. But
just having
her,
that right. one position doesn't right. add any more to
it. Exactly. And not everybody there is a notary. But I've always been interested in that whole notary thing. So she was fantastic. And she told me something very interesting. She had my wife was there, and she had blue pens, these blue pens. And I said, wow, these are great pens. You ever use a pen, you go, whoa, I'd like to steal this. And she said, well, we always use blue pens for things we're going to notarize, because that way the people receiving the papers know it's not a copy. If it's black, it could be copied on a copier. Blue.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Doesn't match the rest of the. It makes a lot of sense. So I learned something about notarizing stuff and signing stuff and blue ink. Now, do I think you're going to change, do all your banking at First Community just because they got neat blue pens? No, you may not ever even need a notary, but here's why I think you might want to think about changing. This is a place to bank that doesn't have bank in the name, and this is the place where you're, even though you're a customer, you're not called a customer, you're called a member. You're a member of the credit union. And in addition to whenever you need to have something notarized, getting to use really smooth, nice pens, you get fresh popcorn, and when it's hot, you get popsicles, and you always get a smile, and you always get that feeling that your parents or grandparents got years ago when nothing was really big. There were no big, gigantic anythings. Everything was a hometown, small town, storefront. You know what I'm saying? Well, that's what this feels like, but trust me, they're not small. 43 locations, the biggest credit union in the St. Louis area, and every day, lots of people are closing their accounts at wherever they're banking and moving all their banking business to First Community Credit Union. And that's what we do. We don't bank anywhere else. That's the only place we bank. So business banking, obviously personal banking, debit cards, credit cards, all that stuff, all that bank stuff. I'm inviting you to join the rest of us who are so glad that we do our banking there. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com. We have a couple minutes. Take a couple calls. I'm for that. The more you talk, folks, the less we have to do. Here are the numbers. For most cell phones, just hit star KTRS. That's star 5877. From other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. So let's start with John, because he's been holding a while. John, how are you?
I'm great, Frank, and you're the man, the myth, the legend, and I'm AM and the PM.
Well, it's very important to be AM and the PM, if only the whole world could be.
You know what, and it's been a while since I've called you. I live in St. Charles, and I'm the guy that's really guilty of saying the A word, and I'm hoping I don't do that.
Oh, the Bernice word?
Yes.
Yeah, then when you said A word, I thought you meant like A-hole.
No, not the planet.
Okay. Well, let's see if you can go without saying it.
you know what? I'm pretty bad about that, and I've done it several times. I really get
so is so is most of the world. So.
Yeah, I know. I know when I do it, but you and I are so much alike. I've talked to you several times. I've got had shingles in my face and that. And I've got a Corvette, and I live in Heritage, the addition, out here close to where you did.
You know, I wouldn't even recognize Heritage if I went out there.
But, you know, see, we live off the upper bottom road, so it's you know, I built a house 20 years ago out here.
You've lived there, I moved out of there 31 years ago. When you moved in there, did they still have the restaurant with the cars on display?
Yes, they did.
I love
classics.
That. I love that.
That was good. They did the changing of the cars and all that stuff. That was something else. But you're the reason, you guys, that I don't listen to the old folks station. And I want you to know that you are the man, the myth, the legend. And I just really say it. I mean, you're part of my day that I always, you know, retired from airplane manufacturer out here. And
Hang on, I'm trying to think what company that could possibly be.
Well, you know, the big one.
The big airplane.
McDonnell Douglas, Boeing now.
Oh, yeah, that one, yeah.
And
what did you do? Can I ask what you did? Did you, because there must be 10,000 jobs. When people say I work for Boeing, I never have an image of what they do. Are you an engineer, a draftsman, a welder?
I'll tell you what, I started, I was a carpenter outside. You got the opportunity to come in.
Yeah.
And they didn't have an opening for carpenter and maintenance. And they said they were going to hire me as a laborer. And they said, how would you like to be a crater packer? Which I had no idea what that was.
Right now, I don't. What is it?
I worked for special projects where, and they said, well, you're a journeyman carpenter. And we built, like, military drawings and stuff. We worked from drawings and that in, like, large assemblies, like F-15 wings that were going to Japan and different things like that. I've got a colored history out there. I ended up in the maintenance department as a carpenter. Then I ended up as a manager on the flight ramp where they delivered the airplanes over maintenance with a partner. I mean, I had such a good time and a trip, and I've had so much fun out there and a lot of good friends.
Well, hold on a second. You almost never hear a guy say about work, I've had so much fun there.
No.
You just don't. That's a good thing to hear about a place
that you work. There was never, in fact, my wife even told me, she goes, you really loved it. I did. And I used to tell the guys, like, we had a morning meeting every morning, and first thing I always said, you know, we would say, or I would tell them, is as long as you got your health, you got everything. You know, because people worry about overtime and this and that. But tell you what, that was one of the best companies. And you could come in there if you didn't have, you could get a college degree and they'd pay for it. All you had to do is pass. I mean,
really?
You can't knock them. I mean,
and I know nothing about working at bowling or places like that. That's good to hear.
You know, and the other thing, I like shooting my guns. I got a Corvette and all that. We've talked about that before.
I bet my Corvette cannot run your
I miss
Corvette.
Norman, and we haven't heard from him.
Well, you know what? We did what, like a week and a half
ago? Yeah, maybe a couple
we
weeks.
We finally surfaced again, and we said, Norman, don't you ever take this long again. So I think he'll be back pretty soon.
Well, yeah, I'm sure really just, I wish you, Ian, Dan, and everybody the best, you know.
You know what? That is nice. I don't even know how to react. You should see my emails. First of all, I thought that my iPad was going to just explode because I thought I can't read all these. But I sat down for three days. I was up till 3 o'clock this morning reading. I responded to some. You can't respond to them all. I sure hope people understand that. But I just sat there and I thought I was stunned by what I was reading. And you miss Boeing, don't you?
Yes, sir, I do.
Yeah.
Well, I miss the people. I don't miss. You know, meetings and stuff like that.
Yeah, I could do
with that. They were useless.
I won't miss them because I don't go to them anyway. But
I
will tell you something. Anybody that thinks this is a happy event, no. I of course I'll. How could you not miss coming in 3 hours a day, 4 days a week, telling stories and talking to people like you? Of course I'll miss it. It takes something pretty powerful to get somebody to step away from something like that.
Your stories, Anna, my wife and I, we've driven back from places and listened to you on the radio about the your son with his underwear off the
the Drake Hotel. The Drake Hotel in Chicago. I know the story.
We almost fell off the road there.
Well, you know what? Maybe what we'll do, give me a good idea. As we as we get close to the end, maybe I'll let people call and just say, just tell that story again. Because it's not like my life is that unusual or special. I just enjoy telling stories. And everything happens to people, but some people aren't talkers. Some people don't know how to tell the story or don't want to tell the story. I love it. I love telling people.
Oh, you're good.
But every time I tell a story, especially like kids on vacation, I know there are thousands of people going, oh, my goodness, that's like what my kid did. You know, we're all very much alike in a lot of ways.
And McGraw, he said you were bizarre.
No. He said I was beyond strange. And he's probably right.
No, you're not.
Well, you know what? You know what makes people strange? If you don't curse, if you don't like to go to meetings, if you don't like cocktail parties, if you don't lie to people, if you don't make up excuses and tell people something that's not true to get out of something, if you just flat out tell them the truth, it does make you strange. And I've been taken many times as rude when all I'm doing is telling the truth. If you said to me, hey, would you like to come to my son's wedding? Here's my response. No, thanks.
I don't blame you.
I don't want to go.
But I'm just going to say anyway one more time so I can hear it. But anyway.
There you go.
Okay. Right. I feel better.
John, I appreciate this call.
Yeah, love you guys like Johnny Londa says in a manly way.
No, you don't want to love us like he does. He takes it just a little. Yeah. John, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. Yeah.
Bye.
That right. There's a. You know, a slice of life is. It's like, okay, here's just an example. That right there is a very good example of the kind of stuff that I've been trying to wade through all weekend. It's a chore, but I don't mind it. It is a great chore, and I don't want to dwell on it, talk about it for 6 weeks. I'm sure the people here that I had my little run-in with don't want me to either, so we won't do that. I need to do... Can we take one more?
Quick one, maybe?
Yeah, let's get... I like women, so... I'm going to get Barb in here. Hello, Barb.
Hi there. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I also go to Ballast Dental Care, and I use Mark and Jason, so I'm not sure what I'm going to do.
No, you'll continue to do that because they're great great businesses.
Oh, absolutely. But if you're not there telling me where to go shop, I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do there.
Well, you'll figure it out. You use the word shop. You're female, aren't you? You'll figure it out. Shopping.
As a matter of fact, I'm outside a store right now getting ready to go in. I just wanted to call you because last week y'all were talking about the Billy Jack trilogy and that it was available and who had it. I happen to possess the Billy Jack trilogy.
Oh, my goodness. You and two people, two other people. I saw the original. I don't think I saw the... I think I did see one of the follow-ups, and it was even worse.
Isn't it Billy Jack? One of them, Billy Jack Goes to Washington?
That is the worst one. He doesn't do any fighting. That's the last one. Billy Jack Goes to Trial is the second one.
Yeah, I thought it was Billy Jack's Off to Washington.
No. Oh, yeah. Could have been.
Where's Billy Jack? Oh, Billy Jack's Off to Washington. I thought that was the name. Barb, you shouldn't have laughed at that, okay?
I can't help myself. But Tom Laughlin, the star, and just real quick, he was the one who really set movies on the edge because he was the first one who did limited releases and things like that. And other movies after that started picking up on limited releases. Right, so he really sort of changed that.
Okay, can I stop you? Here's where I think maybe he was really brilliant. When he realized there was a real limit to how many people were going to see that crap, he called it limited release because it was limited to 12 people. Yeah. Oh, no, that was the design. I decided I didn't want too many people to own that movie. Yeah, good one. Good one, Billy. Yeah.
Well,
Barb,
you guys,
thank you for the call.
You're welcome. Have a good day, and we'll sure miss y'all.
Well, we'll miss being here, but we may get together and just do this with no transmitter. Thank you.
Bye.
We're not going to do that, are we?
No.
Thanks. Yeah. If either one of you suggested, why don't we just get together every day anyway? I'd give you the name of a psychiatrist. I don't know one, but I would find one.
I have one.
Oh, I don't doubt it. You've needed one on several occasions, not because you're crazy, just because you're life.
Yeah.
You know, that is something before this is over. to whatever degree you'd be willing to. I don't want to, you know, I would never do that. Like, but I would love for you to share with people some of the stuff. There are certain people. Mike Evans is one. There are certain people that just, you hear the story and you just go, holy cow, I thought my life was a mess. Now I realize maybe it's not.
No.
Maybe it's pretty normal. And the truth is, if you take the time to get to know somebody or get them to talk, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not kidding you, I don't believe a person exists who doesn't have some really screwed up stuff. It's impossible. You can't live and not have that person in your family, or that thing that happened, or that mistake you made that followed you for the rest of your life. It's impossible. You can't do it. American Equity Mortgage, been with us a long time, been with us for 25 years. And, hey, that's how long they've been around, 25 years. So they jumped in early and stuck with us. We appreciate that. American Equity Mortgage is headquartered in St. Louis, but they're all over the country. You go there when you need a, mortgage. The word equity, I'm glad it's in the name, part of their name, but because that's a big chunk of the business they do, is showing people how having equity in a house gives you great borrowing power and lets you borrow smart money. Smart money means low interest rate. Too many people, far too many people, and I guess because they don't know any better, are homeowners, yet they still make minimum credit card payments every month. You don't have to do that. In fact, you shouldn't do that. It's not smart. You get out of that debt a lot quicker, and they'll show you how. Use the equity in your house, you lower the interest rate. Now you also probably have a deductible, a big chunk of that payment. I'm not an expert, but I'm just telling you, talk to them. Talk to American Equity Mortgage. You know the website. We've said it for 25 years, AmericanEquity.com, or 314-878-9999.
Let's get a quick check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Got a new accident now, and there is lane blockage on westbound Highway 70 near Wentzville Parkway. Traffic is backed up to Highway 4064. You have eastbound 270 Lindbergh, east of McDonald through 170, and they did clear the accident on southbound 270 before 55. And this traffic report brought to you by Geico. What does it mean when Geico says just 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance? It means you probably should have gone to Geico.com 15 minutes ago. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
These days we could all use a little comfort food, like the new $1 beefy potato Rito, stacked with crispy potatoes, seasoned beef, and melty cheese, only at Taco Bell.
What makes a pillow window a pillow window? Testing designs in wind-driven rain while offering distinctive looks. Testing beyond standards with style beyond the ordinary.